All right, well, the governor has put out an idea that my next guest says she pulled out of Governor Snyder's trash can and calls it a scheme. I'm talking about Governor Whitmer, not Governor Nessel. We'll talk about the power, you know, struggle later. But Chad Livengood here, senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. Chad, welcome back.
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Steve.
And you call it a new road funding scheme. Doesn't sound like you like it too much. When you use the word scheme, it makes it sound like it's, you know, a little underhanded or a little shady. What is going on? What's the idea?
Well, it's not the governor that's proposing this. She's kind of trying to dispose of this, this idea that's popped up. So the West Michigan Policy Forum, a group of Republican conservative businessmen, have pitched Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield on issuing $10 billion of bonds, of basically borrow $10 billion and put the money, deposit the money in the state employee or state teacher pension fund known as MIPSERS, and take that money and basically grow the already $50 billion fund by $10 billion. It's at 61% funding, so they want to basically pump up the pension fund with borrowed money, and then basically that would lower the actual the state's actual cost every year by spreading it out. It's almost like you have a 20-year mortgage, and you want to basically refinance it to be a 30-year mortgage. That's essentially what they're proposing to do, because they don't think that the state school aid fund can sustain the long-term cost of the pensions every year. So they want to spread that cost out of another decade. In doing that, they propose that you would actually free up to $980 million. And that money could then be used to remove the sales tax on gasoline and raise the gas tax by the similar amount that sales tax generates but doesn't go to the roads, which is a big rub with a lot of drivers and also a lot of politicians. And in doing so, you would free up nearly $1 billion that could go to roads.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Chad.
Scheme.
Yeah, I get that. Let me ask you this. Are we one step closer today to having a plan to fund road repairs and bridge repairs and infrastructure development and repairs in this state than we were the day that Governor Whitmer was elected to office? Are we one step closer today than the day she was elected, or more importantly, the day she took office? Have we moved the needle at all?
I would say no.
I would say no, too. And so here's the problem. I have a political question for you. If we're in the same position a year from now, heading into the 2020 election cycle here in the state, and obviously Governor Whitmer would love to see the Democrats get control of the House and Senate in Lansing, and if it's Fix the Damn Roads was her whole moniker, which it was, man, that puts her in a pretty big disadvantage, does it not?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. But
in
also,
all ways.
This also falls back on the legislature. They came up with a plan in 2015 to put $1.2 billion back more into roads every year. They haven't even fully funded that plan yet, and they won't until 2021.
Well, that's fine and well, Chad, but my point is they didn't run around the state saying fix the damn roads. If she comes up short on that, that's her whole campaign.
Well, that'll be for the voters to decide in 2022 for sure, and there will be a referendum on her for that. But the legislature, at some point, they're the ones that appropriate money. At some point, they have to be held responsible for letting the state's roads fall into disrepair. I mean, they're the ones who crafted this plan in 2015 that, you know, involved half of it being a small tax increase. And half of it being money from the general fund, and that plan is not keeping up with the deterioration of roads. So at some point, the GOP run legislature, I would think, has to be held accountable for that.
Well, yeah, maybe, but of the people that were in the legislature in 2015, because of term limits, how many of those folks are even left there? You have to ask yourself, how many? Not many, right?
Not many. But again, like, how long are we as a state going to let term limits be the trap door, the escape hatch for political accountability in the state?
Well, then we should get rid of term limits. I've never liked them in the first place, but that's a conversation for a different day. But I think that Governor Whitmer has a challenge. If we show up a year from now and they've argued back and forth about a 45-cent sales or a gas tax and a tax on the teacher's pension or bonds, if we don't end up with something moving the needle, Chad, I think it's hard to avoid the fact that that will not just be an issue in 2022. It'll be an issue next year. I'll give you the last word.
Right. Well, this teacher pension bonds plans, these bonds have gone wrong in places. Detroit had one that infamously sunk the city into bankruptcy, and because if you don't make enough money on the market, you can't pay the interest, and then you're underwater.
And and the wheels on the train go round and round, round. Anyhow, I got it. Chad, live and good. Always a great conversation from Cranes, Detroit. Good work as always, Chad.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Thank you so much. And the wheels on the love train go round and round, round, and nothing ever changes is my big concern. By the way, hey, listen to me. If you're sitting there feeling like you weigh too much and you're sick and tired of it, you don't feel good and you want to feel better and you want to get off the diabetes medicine, you want your blood pressure to be better and you want to be able to go to your grandkids' activities and so forth, then what are you waiting for? I've been telling you for a while you need to do this. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. I did it about a year and a half ago now. It was great. I lost tons of weight, still feel great, still way down. Blood pressure is great. Resting heart rate's great. My fishing technique, not so good. But that's something different. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to go. Charity will help you out. Trust me, it's a solution just for you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Don't wait another minute. Tell them Steve sent you.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.